Chris. You are a musician and a citizen of the world with some eclectic interests in music and just from all sorts of different things. And of course, since this is public radio, we have to talk about your affiliation with From the Top.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about this amazing show and your part in it.
Well, we've been on about 18 years. I think the whole program started, I think I'm the last man standing from the original team that came up with the idea 20 years ago. And just going great guns. We just did a show with the LA Philharmonic at Disney Hall. So that was pretty glamorous stuff. And the kids just get better and better all the time. And we started out with people asking us, gosh, what are you going to do when you finish going through all the kids at Interlochen and Juilliard Prep? And the fact of the matter is that I think the most amazing thing to me has always been that these kids are coming from all over the country, and regardless of whatever local conscience is as regards music in schools or music in the community, there's obviously a nationwide network of private music instructors able and willing to give these kids world-class training. And that's what brings them to us in such world-class shape. I mean, these are wonderful performers, and they come from every corner of our country. It makes us very proud.
And one thing really cool about your show is you make a real point of making these kids sound like they're fun and they're not just stuck in some practice room for their whole life.
Well, we get to know the kids pretty well, and of course, the lighter side of things come across. But you know, there have been times when, you know, even knowing their life stories, we come to know that some of them are very, very serious about what they're doing. And I used to get very nervous about the dead air with all of the yes or no questions and answers. But the image that comes across in that circumstance is really, gosh, this kid is really serious about their music, and I'm going to give them a shot, and let's hear what they have to say as artists. But yeah, they do always have, you know, they invariably have some kind of lighter side. The whole idea of having musicians on the radio as personalities is really a matter of sort of the power and the empowerment of particularly group musical activities, where these kids, much like, you know, high school football teams or soccer teams, where you're contributing yourself to a larger, greater entity, like a chorus or an orchestra or even a string quartet or a piano trio. And that's a wonderful thing. And I think worthy of appreciation and able to be appreciated by an uninitiated audience in the same way, you know, watching a really exciting football game would be. And so that's really what we're trying to get across, is that these kids are playing classical music, and classical music is a part of their life that they could never do without. It's not necessarily the end-all and be-all. You know, they may grow up and become lawyers and doctors and scientists and what have you. But gosh, classical music training is something that really leaves a wonderful mark on their developmental level and their idea of commitment and passion and, you know, how they pursue their path through life has a great deal to do with the concentration inherent in learning a musical instrument.
So do you wish there had been a show like From the Top when you were growing up?
I don't think it would have done me any good. I was watching way too much TV at the time. I was watching the Cubs lose every day. So I'm sure I would never have been accepted on From the Top at that age.